The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, June the 11th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at the Curra this afternoon. Of course, second day of their 2-day June meeting. Yesterday was very testing conditions for the horses. It was pretty soft all the way around. Actually, on the straight track, it was heavy in places, and they were finishing strung out even in the sprint contest. So just bear that in mind if you're punting there today. There are one or two showers forecast for the Dublin area and County Kildare area, so do keep an eye on that. It's obviously going to get worse, probably not better, throughout the course of the day. Hopefully I've found one or two soft ground mudlarks for you this afternoon who are likely to handle the conditions better than most. And we have, of course, got two pattern races to contend with, the Ballyogan Stakes at 3.55 and the Equestrian Silver Stakes at 4.25, which is a listed race for the older horses. Plenty of good handicaps scattered around the rest of the card, so hopefully we'll have a decent and productive afternoon.
Race 1.
Off to the first 10, which is the 2.10. It's an EBF maiden coming up over 6 furlongs. A Bachelor looks the obvious one here to concentrate on, having run really well on debut behind Fozzy Stacks' Commander Grigio, who I'm led to believe is Coventry bound in a week's time. So that form doesn't look too shabby, and I do like the way this horse stayed on very eye-catchingly without being unduly punished in the latter stages. He actually got the better of Brick by Brick from the Jessica Harrington stable, who prior to that had gone into that race second off the back of a good run behind Roman Eyes at Navin in a race which was working out well. So he beat a decent opponent back and forth that day. So he definitely sets a standard here. We know he handles the track and the ground, which is important. And hopefully his draw in stall 7 could become quite favourable as well if they race up towards the stand side here this afternoon.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is the first of the very competitive big field handicaps, coming up at 2.45. This is a fillies contest. And Honor Oak is the one I'm going to concentrate on here for the Thomas Hogan stable. Although she hasn't managed to get ahead in front so far this season, she's certainly been running up to a very decent standard. A couple of place runs behind Vocal Response and that remarkable lady at Navan two starts ago. It'd certainly be good enough to be competitive here. However, her latest run, even though it was only 6 of 20, was definitely her best performance on the figures so far this campaign, when she ran an amazing race, really, considering she was up against horses like Seawolf and Round 2 and another whole host of top quality handicappers rated in the hundreds. And given that she did it as well, rowing her own boat on the far side of the field when everything came up the stand side, also has to be considered a massive upgrade. Added on to the fact that she was also hampered in running at 2 out when she was coming with a run. And you can see that this horse is clearly in the form of her life. She's got plenty of form on soft or heavy ground as well. She's run well over further here in the past. So everything looks set fair for Honor Oak to run really well from hopefully what could turn out to be a very favourable stall position in stall 1, because she gets to hug the corner. Gentle J and Tobacco Road look the two obvious threats, although Gentle J's got top weight here and hasn't necessarily been in the best of form. She has been taking on exalted company, such as Group 1 here last time out in the Tattersall's Gold Cup. And she actually ran not too badly, only getting beat 12 lengths by Decorated Knight, while Tobacco Road proved her well-being last time out with a win on soft ground at Tipperary. So those are the main three I'm going to concentrate on. But the strongest, without a shadow of a doubt, is Honor Oak.
Race number 3.
On to the 3.20 then, which again is another very tough handicap. I want to stick with the form of the course victory of Rattling Jewel here last time on the 27th of May, when Nicole McKenna's charge beat a 20-strong field in pretty impressive fashion. He was always travelling well in the hands of Killian Leonard that afternoon. And even though he might have been slightly favoured by racing up the standside rail, he still stretched his frill out like a herd of cows in the final stages. We know he handles this track. We know he goes well over 5 furlongs as well. He's got a good cruising speed, this fella, so I don't think dropping back down in triple will be too much of an inconvenience. So it's hard to be dissuaded from the chances here of Rattling Jewel. The other one to mention favourably is Soars, who also took part in that race that rattling duel won. Even though he only finished 8th of the 20, it doesn't really tell its whole story because he was left to row his own boat over on the far side. He'd been drawn in stall one, and as I said, all the horses came at the standside rail, so he was probably the one most inconvenienced. He has got plenty of form over the course and distance on soft or heavy ground in the past. And with Nathan Cross to take a valuable 10 off to Elf, he's his burden of 10 stone 4. I'd expect Soars also to go well along with Rattling Jewel in the 3:20.
Race 4.
On to the 3:55 then, which is the Ballyhogan Stakes, a Group 3 contest due to be run on soft ground. And Only Mine, obviously, according to the ratings, is the one clearly to beat here with a mark of 105. But I don't think it'll be necessarily as straightforward as the market or indeed the figures suggest here, because there are plenty of horses that are potentially capable of running beyond what they've already achieved so far. And number one has to be Petticoat Government from the informed Willie McCreary stable. Willie's doing really well at the moment with most of his horses, but particularly his fillies. And this horse ran really well behind the aforementioned Rattling Jewel here back at the last meeting. Staying on very strongly in the latter stage. She got within 3/4 of a length of the eventual winner, but she in turn pulled well clear of the rest of the field to suggest she's still right on top of her game. She's got plenty of form on soft or heavy ground in the past, including here over today's course and distance, so we know she ticks that particular box. And while she's in good form, she remains a decent each-way looking bet this morning at around about the 8-1 mark. The other one to mention favourably is Music Box from the A. O'Brien stable. Now, this horse has only had 4 runs so far in her career. And although she hasn't got the hard-knocking experience of many of the other horses in the race, she does have plenty of ability. She finished second to Irish Correspondent on her second start at Leopardstown. And, of course, that horse has gone on to finish third in the Irish 2000 Guineas behind Churchill. Although she was beaten in the first time hood at Garran on the next start, she bumped into a very good horse in the shape of Bigwood, who I do think we're going to be hearing big things of. So it was no great surprise, therefore, when she went back to that track, she managed to win by a comfortable 2 lengths the other day. She handles heavy ground, she's got a good cruising speed, and I actually think her 7 furlong mile conditioning will really come in handy when she hits the hill around about the 2 furlong pole. So Music Box, along with Petticoat Government, are my 2 against the field in the 3:55. On to the Silver Stakes then, which is a listed contest over 4:25. And I'm prepared to give Laganor another chance here. Very consistent mare, trained by Tony Martin. She's done absolutely nothing wrong in both of her 2 starts so far this season. Third to Somehow was followed by a good second here over the course and distance behind Turret Rocks on ground. Arguably a little bit too quick for her the other day. She's got her soft ground very much back in her favour here this afternoon. She's won on heavy ground before. And with her cruising speed and her overall level of form probably being more consistent than most of her runners here this afternoon, I'd expect Laganor to finally get back on track there in that 4:25.
Race number 6.
On to the mile and a quarter handicap then, which comes up at 5 o'clock. Plenty of other horses here throwing their hat into the ring. I'd certainly be against the top one here, Aussie Valentine, on the 3 times that he started over a mile and a quarter. He's actually not managed to beat one single horse home. So combination heavy ground and 9 stone 10 will definitely be a burden too far for that one. Looking at the positives, well, Nanabad comes here off the back of a good run down in Tipperary the other day, and this horse has got plenty of soft ground form in the past. She's definitely got to be of some interest. Another one to mention favourably is another mare in the race, a Dragon Faye. She won very easily at this meeting a couple of years ago on heavy ground, and while she hasn't been a muddy spinner in the interim period, she has run really well on many occasions when she's encountered soft ground. She ran well at Garran the other day, went 4th of 17 behind New Direction, and she's looking as though her time will definitely come. However, the one I quite like here at a price is From Eden from the Val O'Brien stable. Now, this horse wouldn't normally jump off the page to most, but for regulars who follow their Irish juvenile form, you've noticed this horse has been running really well throughout the course of the winter, some decent maiden hurdles. He finally got off the mark a couple of starts ago at Fairy House, indicating that he handled heavy ground really strongly that day when he was game in the finish. He probably would have found conditions a little bit too lively for him the other day, albeit he did run well to finish third behind the very useful Willie Munnan trained Dandy Mag. Obviously fit off for jumps, off what could turn out to be quite a favourable looking mark of 75, and of course he's drawn very favourably round the inside in stall one, so he should save ground. 25-1 available from Eden this morning looks far too big to resist, and he's the choice there.
And the final race.
final race then, which is the 5:30. Nothing really stands out here. It looks a particularly weakish-looking contest over a mile and a half. But the one I quite like here at a price, around about 7-1 this morning, is Bold Knight from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. This horse has had a couple of starts so far today, the best of which came second time up when, in the first time cheek pieces, he finished fifth behind Knight of Glory, who ran quite well the other day at Leopardstown in a listed contest when he finished fourth behind Grandee. The second horse, Wisconsin, has also won. So it probably wasn't a bad effort in the cold light day to finish within hailing distance of his own decent horses. And I do like the way he actually kept on quite well for pressure in the latter stages. Surely a repeat of that performance in what does appear on paper to be a fairly weak affair. We'll see Bold Knight somewhere there or thereabouts in the final race. Okay, that's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm going to actually be in the studio for the next couple of days. The dual meeting at Roscommon will be covered by me live in the studio. So I'll be back on this particular platform on Thursday when we're going to be taking a look at Leopardstown's 7-race flat card. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.